Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Farming is more than a livelihood. It's a legacy. Simplot was founded by a hardworking farmer like you over 90 years ago, and we've been growing America's farms for generations. With local crop advisors grounded in your success, Simplot Grower Solutions is in your fields and by your side. We dig in deep to pinpoint what you need, where you need it, when you need it, even when the forecast is unpredictable. Find your local crop advisor at SimplotGrowerSolutions.com.
Animal health is key to your business. How do you track cattle health treatments? Stop relying on pen and paper or complicated programs. Performance Beef helps you record processing data, enter costs, and track animal health history, all in real time at the chute. The mobile app also makes it easy to log pasture and pen treatments on the go. Your health data is integrated with feed and financial information in one easy-to-use platform, accessible from your computer, smartphone, or tablet. Find Performance Beef online to request a demo.
As we hit the midpoint of August, let's talk about these latest crop progress numbers issued yesterday afternoon. Spring planting crops, including the U.S. corn crop, up a couple of points on the ratings. Good, excellent ratings now at 59%. Looks like Missouri's still kind of lagging compared to most of the other major U.S. states growing corn. 38% in good to excellent shape, 36% poor to very poor. Illinois is caught up and then some. They're now at 64% in good to excellent shape, better than Iowa at 58% good to excellent. The U.S. Soybean crop, 59% in good to excellent shape, up 4 points. The state of Missouri, 38% good to excellent. Illinois, all the way up to 70% now in good to excellent shape, ahead of both Indiana and Iowa, the other I states. Cotton crop continues to decline, though, because of hot, dry weather here in the South. 36% good to excellent shape, down 5 points. Texas down 14% in good to excellent shape, 66% in poor to very poor condition. Oklahoma, 27% in good shape, good to excellent shape, but 63% poor to very poor. It's either all good or all bad for the Oklahoma cotton crop. Grain sorghum crop, looking at 54% in good to excellent shape nationally. That's down 3 points. 51% of the Texas crop good to excellent shape, 56% for Oklahoma, and 49% good to excellent shape in the Sunflower State of Kansas. Finally, our pasture and range ratings, 40% good to excellent shape nationally. That's up a couple of points from a week ago. Texas off 2 points, 12%. Oklahoma, 48% good to excellent shape, down 1 point. And Kansas at 33% good to excellent shape, up 1 point. This week, the start of the August area meetings for Oklahoma Farm Bureau. Their head of public policy, Steve Thompson, says it's all about engaging grassroots members with policy ideas and letting them run with it.
This is really the formal kickoff of that season. It starts when we travel around at those meetings. Then they get the ball in their court for some local county gatherings to decide on what they want to put on the list to move up the chain, and then we'll have a big committee meeting for resolutions in October after those county meetings are concluded and throughout September. And then, as you know, we'll gather in November for the annual meeting, and we're excited this year we're going to be in Oklahoma City at the new Omni Hotel there. We'll get away from Norman for a few years. Anytime you can get out of Norman, that's a good thing. So we're excited for that to be the culmination of that, and we'll get our new marching orders for the 2024 legislative session and elections. And so this is the kickoff to that process.
Farm Bureau, Steve Thompson. You've got farm news on Ron. The 39th Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Ranch Rodeo coming up the 18th and 19th of August at the Lazy E Arena in Guthrie, Oklahoma. Tickets are available now for this great event by going to okcattlemen.org. The Ranch Rodeo is Cowboys Helping Kids, as the selected charity once again is the Children's Miracle Network. The 39th Annual OCA Ranch Rodeo, 18th, 19th of August at the Lazy E in Guthrie. Details at okcattlemen.org. And that's the latest on your agricultural news. Remind you a lot more agricultural news on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.